This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Right before Thanksgiving, I got a call from Chris and Kim, who I profiled on a broadcast when they were brand new chickeners with very young sex-linked pullets. The show is archived at radioforall.net under Bucky Bacall if you search for episode 85, Interview with Brunswick, Maine Chickeners. Chris and Kim's pullets are now laying hens, and Chris called because one of the hens had been breaking eggs and eating them. Chris was worried the egg eating might become habitual, and his concern is very much justified. It's pretty common for chickens to develop a taste for eggs if they are exposed to broken eggs and discover they like the flavor. Eggs do sometimes roll out of a nest, are accidentally dented or busted by another egg, or are pecked open by a curious and/or hungry hen. If one hen takes advantage of the opportunity to taste an egg and finds it to his or her liking, chances are they will look for another opportunity, or may even start breaking eggs for food. And since chickens are very good at learning from observing one another and are most interested in food another chicken is already eating, you could see where one thing can lead to another and you'll have an epidemic of egg eating, which can severely curtail your own egg eating. One of the main reasons most of us backyard chickeners are chickening in the first place. Preventing egg eating is one of the reasons why it's always recommended that flocks are provided with safe, comfy nesting boxes. Besides the fact that compelling nests prevents you from having to hunt for eggs laid willy-nilly, and because it's a nice gesture you should make for your hen friends. Preventing egg eating is also one of the reasons why frequent harvesting of eggs is encouraged. Besides the fact that harvesting is fun, and doing it frequently gives you a better idea of who's laying what and when, and helps ensure super fresh eggs. And preventing egg eating is also one of the reasons why, if you feed eggshells to your hens after you eat the eggs in order to recycle the calcium for future laying, it's important to grind those shells up beyond recognition, preferably drying and heating the flavor out of them. Besides the medieval belief that half-egg shells can potentially be stolen by tiny witches and used as boats to travel around the countryside, casting evil spells. The thing is, egg eating is a notoriously difficult habit to break. On the one hand, I don't want to overdo it here. Many of my chickening associates have chickened for years and never seen egg eating start up, and I've seen chickens ignore inadvertently broken eggs. But I also have to warn my listeners that I've known of people who have eventually culled and eaten their entire flock and started all over again from chicks because they simply could not get their flock out of the habit of eating their own eggs. As I've already hopefully made clear, the best cure for egg eating is prevention. Don't let your hens find out they like the taste of eggs in the first place. However, if they do get a taste, don't despair too badly. There are several things you can do to prevent full-blown egg mania. First of all, frequent harvesting, while a preventive measure, can also be a cure. Although chickens have been shown to have short-term memories, as discussed on episode 78, Tricks Are for Fowl, their long-term memories are not so good. If you're able to spend a couple or few weeks snatching all eggs virtually from under your laying hens, they're likely to forget all about how much they like the taste of the egg they once sampled. And at that point, you can return to a somewhat more lax schedule. Just don't make it too lax. I can personally vouch for the efficacy of this method, since as a chickening gardener, I've taken advantage of the fact that after a long season of never seeing a tomato, for instance, a chicken won't eat the first few tomatoes they see in a following year until they eventually, out of boredom or an especially rich opportunity, try them again. So a bantam chicken who in 2006 will scale a 6-foot fence to get to a tomato, which smaller chickens can do if they're motivated enough, the same chick won't go to the trouble with the same fence in 2007 until one day you leave the gate open, or leave a whole tomato around and jog their memories, or let them get so hungry they get creative. So your chances of getting your chickens to forget about the taste of eggs are not really that bad. Some folks, probably most of my listeners in fact, cannot constantly check their coops. This makes reprogramming your chickens more challenging, but not impossible. Negative reinforcement is one thing that can help. Hollow out an egg, Fabergé style, as you may have learned to do back in grade school by making pinholes in either end and blowing the contents out with your lung power. Just don't hurt yourself. Then fill the hollowed out egg with something highly distasteful to chickens, such as powdered mustard. The less crafty amongst my listeners could buy a fake egg and could coat it with bitter apple, which is sold in pet stores to discourage dogs, cats, and ferrets, and also pet birds from eating or chewing on things they're not supposed to. I shouldn't have to say, But just in case, do stop short of exposing your chickens to anything outright toxic. Also, be careful with exceedingly hard fake eggs. My chickens once fell in love with a huge marble egg I put in their coop to encourage them to lay in a particular spot. However, if they had tried to break that sucker open, they would have broken their own beaks. A broken-beaked chicken will certainly suffer a low quality of life, won't eat right, eventually won't lay well, and is prohibitively expensive to fit with prosthetics. Unfortunately, the yucky trick egg method works best if you can collect all the good eggs. Otherwise, your chickens may not get a consistently negative message. So once again, for folks who work all day far from their flocks, we're back where we started. But I do have one more suggestion. Roll away nest boxes, which is a design where the box slopes back towards a wall where there's a slot. The egg can drop through the slot to a true bottom that is cushioned for egg safety. This is a very good method for people who are crafty and know how to put together such a box or can find a place to purchase them. But it's not foolproof, as the hens need to be committed to laying on those nests. Make sure you make those roll-away nests compelling. This may not work as well for true free-range chickens. But still, it's easier to train chicks to always lay in the nests that you make attracted to them through positive reinforcement than to convince chickens to stop eating eggs through negative reinforcement. Interestingly, one way to make a particular nest attractive utilizes the fake egg. If you glue a fake egg to a rollaway nest, many chickens, who as I said tend to follow the lead of their fellows, will see that and take it as a sign that this is a good place to lay. For good measure, you may even coat that fake egg with a yucky taste. After a few days, I got a voicemail from Chris, who said the problem went away. He sounded relieved. But I have to say, I'm skeptical. Still, I'm crossing my fingers for them. Just in case their problem doesn't go away so easily, perhaps other listeners can send in any successful cures to egg eating they know of. Send them, please, to Bucky@RadioBoise.org. And don't forget that there are solutions to even the most challenging chicken problems. Finding those solutions is good exercise for your brain, and exercising your brain prevents Alzheimer's. So in the end, you'll be back to the joy of living with those miraculous bug and weed eliminating, fertilizer producing, and egg laying, but not eating, chickens. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.